It's winter time, and time to pull out the hats, both literally and metaphorically.
That's what they say. The word hat is certainly employed a lot in English. We can do something at the drop of a hat. Where does that come from?
I don't have a definitive answer for this, but got a lot of good information from Michael Quinion, who has a wonderful website called Worldwide Words. And he was trying to figure out, okay, where does this expression drop of a hat come from? As he remarks, we often have used hats as a way to signal things. So you think about, particularly in older days when people wore hats more often, if you walked by an acquaintance, men might tip their hat to acknowledge someone. You can throw your hat into the ring to accept a contest. You can put your hat in your hand if you are trying to respect someone. I was struck by if you take your hat off to someone, It means you respect them. So these hats signal things. So the question was, okay, if you drop your hat, what does that mean? Now, most of the historical work on this has said it comes from the signal to start a fight. And people trace it back to the American frontier, where you would do that was the signal for a formal fight in the American West. But Quinion says, oh, I'm not so sure. He has found an example from 1837 where it's clear that drop of a hat is already an idiom, and it is synonymous with in the twinkling of an eye and at the crook of a finger. And the quote is about how quickly people will agree, not whether or not they're going to fight.
Yeah. How about passing the hat?
So passing the hat or sending round the hat goes back to street performers where during or after the performance they would pass the hat to get money. That goes back to mid-19th century.
Hat trick.
Hat trick. I think Americans want this to go back to hockey because that's the place where we tend to use a hat trick. But in fact, hat trick goes back to cricket. And the story here is that in cricket, a bowler who took three wickets with three successive balls was entitled to be presented with a new hat by his club.
Well, of course he was.
So, and over time, it came to be extended to horse racing and in the U.S. to ice hockey as scoring three goals. And I'll hear it used for people who accomplished three things in other arenas that it was a hat trick.
How about mad as a hatter?
Yeah. So this one feels like it should be fun, but it's actually kind of sad. It also feels like it should be from Lewis Carroll's Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
But it's not.
What is it?
So the history of this one, it goes back to the early 19th century. And what I've read about it is that it comes from hatters, the people who made hats. And to make the popular felt hats that people wanted at the time, they often had to brush the fur with mercury. And unfortunately, we know about mercury poisoning. And one of the things it can do is it can cause brain damage and make your speech slurred, make you anxious, make you lose your memory. In other words, make you act mad, mad as a hatter.
Yeah, wow. Well, hats off to you. And hats what they say. Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.